four. Hey, golfers, you know PXG is on a mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game. Well, guess what, fellow golfers? They're bringing that same passion for excellence to their new line of apparel. I got to tell you something, they've nailed it. I've talked about it before. I wore the shirt recently at a golf outing, and it was like I wasn't even wearing a shirt. I was out there Bert Kreischer style, shirtless. That's the way to do it. You grip it, and you don't rip it. What? They've got high-quality materials, technology designed for peak performance. These are confidence-inspiring looks that invite all-day play, take you seamlessly from the course to the office or a night out. I have another PXG that my son saw, and he's like, Dad, that's a sharp-looking shirt. And I said, son, that's a lot of SHs. From golf trips to romantic getaways, these comfortable and dynamic pieces add versatility and standout style to every event. They've got everything. Pants, polo, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want. I think they're fantastic. I look forward to getting back on the course with mine soon. And you could do the same. Elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 Collection. Head over to pxg.com/Pardo. Use the code Pardo at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. Then use code Pardo to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/Pardo, code Pardo. PXG for...
Hey gang, Matt here to talk to you about Gooder sunglasses are my favorite sunglasses. I have, I think, 5 pairs of them now and counting. They're only $25 a pair and I just can't stop buying them because I love them so much. They don't slip. They don't bounce. They're all polarized. They're all fun. They've got 50,000, over 50,000 five-star reviews out there. So go check that out. There's a 1-year warranty on them, 30-day free returns. Gooder is a 100% carbon neutral company. I mean, there's so many reasons to like Gooder. These are just a few of them. I just like how they look. They're very cool. They've got a new line of designs called the Pop G. There's cool names like Vanguard Visionary, New Wave Renegade, Born to Be Envied, Pop Art Prodigy, the Mod One Out. I mean, these are cool sunglasses. They sound cool. You should go look at the website and see if they look as cool as they sound. I'm sure they do. I got to get at least one of these because, you know, I can't stop buying these things. So, yeah, check out Gooder. Go to gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo and you get free shipping. I mean, that's a great deal too. They guarantee your satisfaction 100%. You get 30 days to return them. If you don't like them, you get your money back if you don't like them. So go to gooder.com/Pardo. Once again, that's gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Playing games.
This comedy mogul has an ear for talent, but if you're playing pop culture trivia with guest co-host Scott Aukerman, it's bang, bang, out go the lights. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Thank you, Matt Belknap. Hello, everybody, indeed. Yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. As always, I am joined by the aforementioned announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
And, of course, our band leader, Mr. Mike Henry. Tooting the horn. It's bragging. As always, every single week, I am joined by a different celebrity co-host this week, our buddy from Comedy Bang Bang, Scott Aukerman.
Jimmy, it's a pleasure to be here. Hello, hello, America, and all the ships at sea as well.
Do you think that we got a lot of seamen listening? And I don't mean that in the
naval sense. You mean actual? Yes, I think we do.
You think we get
a lot of the naval types listening to this?
What about Anita Bryant? Do you think she's listening at all? But didn't she have a song with the word naval in it, or is she just big with the oranges?
Oranges. That's a hard word for you to say.
Orange. Is it? You grew up in Orange County.
Now, you said it two different ways there. You said oranges, and then you said orange. Which way do you lean to?
Orange.
Orange. Yeah, but that's the way to say it.
I say orange for
although
fun.
I started saying orange because everyone in Orange County says orange. So I started saying orange to be different.
And how did that work out?
I'm different.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to write a word down on a piece of paper.
Certainly.
And I want you to pronounce
that's it. That's not really a question. Oh, okay.
Is this the first game?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to write what Jimmy's doing right now is he's writing a word down.
Say what that word is.
Aunt. I grew up saying aunt, though. My parents taught me to say aunt, but it's too confusing to... Because what are you talking about?
Yeah, the comedian aunt?
Well, I'm hanging out with Sylvester Stallone and Woody Allen. They're getting excited about a sequel over here.
I don't get that joke, I don't think.
Okay.
What movie is that?
Aunt, my dear boy. The thing we were talking about.
I saw that movie with Mike Siegel.
No, he's not in it.
No, that's true. I went with him.
Oh, okay.
I did see...
I went with Woody Allen and Sylvester Stallone.
How'd they like it?
Oh, they loved it.
That was the premiere, Scott.
Yeah, of course.
They were bound to be there.
What premiere?
So you said aunt. You're all growing up.
All growing up, and then around, 18, when you become a man and start making your own decisions, I started saying, everyone's always confused when you say aunt.
Are they really?
And it sounds low class, doesn't it? My aunt.
Well, but Jimmy made fun of me for saying aunt because my
aunt sounds highfalutin.
Yeah, that's how my mom
Jimmy
said it.
Jimmy is kind of a jerk to you. Have you ever noticed on your show?
Nobody's ever noticed that. Let's not go behind the curtain. Now, Scott, of course, the host of Comedy Bang Bang. Scott, how's that happening? Are you going over there? Everything going well with that?
Seems to be going okay.
All right. Just
I don't think I've missed one since maybe episode 10 or so, the last time you were over there.
You missed it. You did miss a couple early on, didn't
you? Yeah. Well, it used to be taped at a specific time on a specific day, and I would get jobs and couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. So I would get people like yourself to...
We never had a job. So it was perfect.
To come in and take my place. And since we started doing it whenever I want, then I just make time.
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
A lot like Creation, the band. Making time.
All right.
60s.
That's not one of the decades.
That's not one of the decades? Oh, the man. I am screwed here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you prep specifically for the 60s?
Oh, yeah. I just watched the NBC miniseries, the 1960s.
And what did you learn from it? Anything of import?
Well, I hope when I die, Jimmy's up there on guitar.
Who's on vocal?
I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't listen to music for the vocals.
I'd like to hear Janis.
Would you?
Oh, man, they got a great band up there, brother.
Yeah. What about Mama Cass? And she still had the vomit in her throat.
No, I think she got rid of that. I think they clean that out when you get up there.
Do they? I mean, that's a good question. If you die with vomit in your throat, do they clean it out when you get up to heaven?
I don't know. I think even before that, they
There's nothing in the Bible about that.
I don't think that's biblical. Vomit. Is there anything about vomit?
Do they ever mention vomit in the Bible?
We all looked at Matt Belknap.
I don't know why you're looking at me, Scott.
Come on, pal.
You went to Sunday school, right?
More than once. Every Sunday, in fact.
And tell us about vomit.
I don't remember them ever even bringing it up. I mean, they bring up masturbation by talking about spilling your seed upon the ground. Maybe that's vomit, too.
Hmm.
You know?
Mm. Throat seed.
It's the worst sentence ever.
I consider that to be the other one.
All right. Well, we can't play this game without contestants. Let's go to the phone, Scott Aukerman. First person on the line is Cassie. Hi, Cassie.
Oh, dear God.
What's happening over there? Cassie, is that you? Were you just opening up blinds or something?
No, that wasn't me.
All right, don't run a mini blind store.
Who's ever doing that? Stop it.
No, I don't.
Cassie, where are you calling from?
A mini blind store.
I'm calling from Ottawa.
Ottawa? Oh. Is that Canada?
In Canada, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you do up there? Listen, I'm an idiot as far as Canada and the map goes. Is that on the east or west side?
Well, kind of right above New York. I'm about 40 minutes from the border.
Are you comfortable saying
you got to be more specific with Jimmy? East or west?
That's east. I know what east is. I know where New York is.
Towards east.
Yeah, all right. So, and what do you do up there, Cassie?
I work for the federal government.
You work for the United States government, but you're based in Canada.
No, the Canadian federal government.
So you're up in Canada. You're working for the Canadian government on behalf of the United States of America?
No, for the Canadian federal government.
Are you, and this is a podcast going out to the world, are you a spy for the United States of America?
I can't tell you that.
Thank you, Cassie. Are you
Thank
married,
you for your
Cassie?
Service.
I'm not, no.
You're not married? No. And then what kind of hobbies do you have, Cassie? Anything fun? What do you do on a Friday night?
On a Sunday night, I go to trivia. pub trivia.
Oh, that's on Sundays.
Like Garen does.
She's trying to intimidate the other players. I think this is poor form.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to try to talk some trash. I run, cycle.
You ever swim? Do all of them? Do the triathlon?
No, I don't do the triathlon.
I don't think those are hobbies. Those are things you do getting to your hobbies.
You think you cycle to the chess game?
Sure.
You run to the movie theater? All right, well, swim. Cassie, you seem like a joy, and I wish you a lot of luck here in the game. Let's meet your next contestant, Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Todd. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glendale, California.
Glendale. That's why we get a nice, crisp connection. Now, listen, I don't know a lot about the map. Is that on the east or west side of the United States?
That is very close to the west edge.
I see. Hey, now, there was an earthquake not that long ago. Did you feel that earthquake?
I did. I woke up, and I felt like I was having a heart attack. I was so scared.
It frightened you.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Boy, oh, boy, I didn't feel it at all.
You're having a heart attack, though. That's strange. I would think you would wake up and go, we're having an earthquake.
You don't think, you've never experienced an earthquake so large that you thought somebody was just attacking
shaking
your
own heart? Yeah. Someone like, put their own, God put his hand in your body and started shaking it up?
Todd Renard, do you have a roommate? Are you married? Who witnessed this heart attack of yours?
Well, it wasn't an actual heart attack. I do have a wife, and she did not wake up during the earthquake.
She doesn't wake up at all. That's how little this earthquake was, but it gave you such a start, you thought you were having a heart attack.
We're on the third floor, and so I'm worried of falling through two floors. That's what is immediately making me scared, is that the earthquake will cause mass destruction.
It's good to know that your wife is useless in this type of situation, by the way.
Or she's smart. Stay under the pillows. That's is there a fourth floor?
No, there's not.
Oh, so you're on the top. You know what?
Honestly, you want to be on the top.
Yes, you're going to be fine.
You don't want to be on the bottom.
I agree with that. Just write it down.
So that makes me feel a lot better. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. Now, Todd, what do you do for a living, sir?
I work in animation.
Anything that we've seen? Are you allowed to talk about it?
Any of the princesses?
No, I'm working on a brand new show that cannot be talked about.
All right, well, then we'll keep it...
I'll just watch every television show and hope
to see his name. Look for Todd in the crowd.
What, Todd?
There's Todd.
Here he is.
That's Todd's project. All right, well, Todd, what's your beautiful wife's name? How long have you been married?
Her name is Jessica. We've been married a year come October 8th.
Okay, I got to figure that math out. So about 11 months then, it sounds like. 11 and a half months?
Yes.
All right, well, best of luck to you today. You're going up against that Cassie. She's a spy. Let's find out what Krista does. Hi, Krista.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Krista. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florence, Alabama.
Florence, Alabama. Sweet home. Turn it up.
That's right.
You probably hear that every single day, right? Somebody says turn it up every day. You got to imagine, like, especially
pretty
the radio's
much,
down low.
Pretty much.
Krista, what are you doing down there other than hate people? I'm going to go with a...
Okay, I was going to wait until we got to hobbies to talk about that. I do marketing for a hospital.
Yeah.
What do hospitals need marketing for?
That's a good point.
People know to go to them, right? When you're sick? Does your marketing cover that?
Yes.
No, that's a serious question, Krista. What do you have to do? It's almost like when they advertise water. Why? We get it.
Right. Well, we advertise different services that we might have that people might not know about.
Programs. You ever get the stethoscope account?
Not yet. I'm waiting for the big stethoscope account.
Good for you, Krista. Now, are you married down there in Alabama? Turn it up.
I am.
How long have you been married?
17 years.
Doesn't she sound like she's 17 years old?
Wow, yeah.
Did you get married? Well, it's Alabama. There's people. Come on.
So it must be a husband.
Yes.
17 years.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a husband, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's also
she
Alabama.
Didn't specify. Well, true.
It's Alabama. She's not with a lady.
Got it.
What? And you have children, Krista?
I do. I have a 16-year-old son.
And what's his name? What's this young man's name?
His name is Vance.
Vance.
Yes.
Wonderful. And he's in, a junior in high school? That would be 16?
He is.
All right. He's got his driver's license?
He does not have a driver's license yet. He's working on that.
You don't trust him behind the wheel, it sounds like, huh, Krista? No, I just said he's working on it.
A little bit of that. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we wish you a lot of luck today. Hopefully. Now, do you ever steal? Now, you're in the hospital. You ever go in there and you take a couple of pills? Do you ever do that?
Yeah, like a Nurse Jackie situation?
You ever do that?
No, there's no, well, not, I can only speak for myself, but There's no nurse jackieing that I know of.
What about the thing that takes your blood pressure? You ever steal one of those and just wear it around the house? Pump that thing up?
Like a girdle?
You ever do that?
Yes.
What do you think, Krista? Final question for Krista. What do you think about those new thermometers? Is that what they're called? That sounds wrong in my head.
The one that takes your temperature?
Yeah, is that called a thermometer?
Yes, that is a thermometer.
Sounds wrong to me. But they tear them off a sheet of paper. And like it's just a little piece of paper now that you put in your mouth.
You're doing acid, Jimmy.
Oh, Jesus! It was at Coachella. The guy says, you seem like you might have a fever. Let me put this under your tongue.
Jimmy's very into EDM now.
Oh, boy, do I love it. That's Skrillex? Oh, I can't get enough of him. Does he do EDM?
Yeah.
I don't know what Skrillex
does. Of course.
I know that he's in a...
I don't think that technology has made it to Alabama yet.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck when it gets down there. I know the Dukes of Hazzard is still number one on the all the TVs down there.
When it does get there, you're going to have to market that. That's going to be your next job.
Absolutely. I'll have to tell everybody about it.
All right. We've met our contestants. By the way, all of you have a chance to play this game. If you follow us on Twitter, just look for the tweet telling you to call in. When we take the calls, we weed out the dead weight, then we find our players. We got three great ones today. You guys are playing for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. A year subscription to Stitcher Premium. I will ask our three contestants, who's ready to start playing games?
Me.
All right, Todd's ready, and it sounds like the ladies may or may not be ready. All right, first up is headlines. All right, I don't know who's laughing. It was a lady laugh. First up is headlines. All right, you guys, I'm going to read you questions that relate to a certain decade. The first one to buzz in correctly gets the point. Now, to buzz in, because you guys are all on your phones, you will use your name to buzz in, and then I will call on you if whatever name I hear first. Let's hit the randomizer to see what decade we're going to be playing from. All right, we're going to be playing questions from the 70s.
Ooh.
The 70s. Now, the two players with the most points at the end of five questions will go on to the next round. Please wait until I'm done reading the questions before you buzz in. Here is your first question. I need questions from the 70s. Mike Henry has one job, and that's to hand me the questions, and he looked at me like I woke him up out of a nap.
He has zoned out completely.
He was sleepier than Todd's wife during an earthquake.
Glad you specified during the earthquake. Yeah, I was going to get very offended on his behalf.
There's no reason. All right, here we go.
Yeah, first, she's sleepy through her whole life, let's face it.
No, they've been together 11 and a half months. She's on fire. She loves this, Todd. Right, you hear his energy. He's a positive guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's sick of it.
She's going to sleep to get away from that voice. She's taking a pill.
Good night, hon.
Who's ready to still be married?
Me! All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers, guys. That means get your names ready. Aboard which NASA space flight did the crew famously say, Houston, we have a problem?
Todd.
It was Krista.
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13 is a correct answer. There we go. Next question. In 1974, which baseball player hit his 715th home run to surpass Babe Ruth as the all-time leader?
Krista. Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron is a correct answer. She's embarrassing the two of you. Cassie and Todd, what are you doing?
Todd's having another heart attack, I think.
Cassie, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, Cassie. You have to know I love the name Cassie. I'm a fan of the name Cassie. I'm rooting for her.
Really? Because you love the name Cassie?
I like the name Cassie, so I'm rooting for her. Todd seems all a little right. too over-anxious, and Chris is too smart. So I'm rooting for Cassie. All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers. This theme park, which has gone on to become the most visited vacation resort in the world, was opened in Orlando, Florida in October 1971.
Todd.
Krista. Todd.
Walt Disney World.
We'll accept it. We're going to accept it. Right?
Not sure if that Walt is in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's in there, but I'm going to accept it. Mm-hmm. For mm-hmm. no other reason than to keep Krista away from having three. Shut up, Todd.
Just because you're in animation doesn't mean you know everything about Disney World.
It's in there. What a voice. That's enough. Remember when he was positive? Now I hate him. Matt Belknap, give me a scoring update, please, after three questions.
Todd's got one. Krista's got two. Cassie's got zero.
Come on, Cassie.
Oh, I know.
Whoever has the, whatever two teams have the most after five questions will move on to the next round. So Cassie needs to step it up. In 1975, Muhammad Ali defeated which boxer in the Thriller in Manila?
Cassie.
Cassie!
Sugar Ray Leonard?
Sugar Ray Leonard is incorrect, but I'm going to give you the point. That's not true. I can't do that. Todd or Krista, you got a guess? You can rule out Sugar Ray Leonard.
No.
All right, Scott, do you have a guess?
Evander Holyfield.
No.
I've seen the comic book. I think it's Superman.
I seen that comic book, too. That's a good joke. I like to laugh. Joe Frazier was our answer. Joe Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Golden again. Oh, I've fallen.
I've fallen again. The ref has counted 10.
Matt Belknap, after four questions, what's our score?
Todd's got one. Krista's got two. Cassie's still at zero.
All right. Now, listen, Cassie, you got to get the point here in order to tie Todd to go to a tiebreaker. Otherwise, Todd and Krista go on to the next round. Name the Hustler publisher who was shot outside a Georgia courthouse in 1978, leaving him wheelchair-bound.
Cassie.
I heard Krista.
I heard Cassie. Who'd you hear? Krista. I guess we all heard Krista.
But I don't know if Krista waited till the...
She did. Well, she didn't, but it was so close that...
Krista, are you...
I did not wait.
Krista, you admitted you did not wait.
I admit it. I thought you were finished.
I didn't
thought,
to be honest.
I thought she was a dirty liar, but yes. She just admitted it.
Yeah, she's a liar, but because she owns up to it.
I love the sportsmanship.
All right, so then it was Cassie. Cassie was the next one I heard. Cassie, what do you think?
To be honest, I did the same thing as Krista. I thought you were done, but I blurted it out because I thought
she's
you were
just
done.
I don't think so. I thought you got in right at the end of the sentence. Go ahead, Cassie.
Ooh, Cassie. Yeah, I think Cassie. Go ahead, Cassie.
Larry Flint's
the correct answer.
Boom.
All right, so we have a tie.
Yep.
That means that Krista is automatically going on to the next round. This next question is for Cassie and Todd only. You buzz in, get it right, you move on. You get it wrong, your opponent moves on. You understand? One final question.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Todd, are you still with us?
I understand.
I know you have heart trouble. All right, this is just for Cassie and Todd. Krista, sit tight. I know you like to jump in early. Sit tight. In July of 1972, this actress alienated many of her fans when she was photographed sitting on an anti-aircraft gun in North Vietnam.
Cassie,
who is it?
Jane Fonda?
Jane Fonda's correct answer. From behind, Cassie comes.
From behind, Cassie comes.
Do you ever read that book by Dr. Seuss? Todd, that means we have to say goodbye to you. Get back to your drawing board, literally.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
You know what, Todd? You don't go home empty-handed. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet, which, as I point out each and every week, means you're going to get something sent from Airwolf that I don't think is selling very well. So they have maybe a little overproduced some product that they thought would be more popular, but you will be getting one in your mailbox very, very soon. Thank you, Todd.
Todd, I'm going to miss that clear connection.
All right, we've said goodbye to Todd. That means that the two ladies... Cassie and Krista are going to go on to our next round to find out who's going to go head-to-head against Scott in the final round right after this.
If you enjoy playing games, don't forget to check out Never Not Funny, the Jimmy Pardo podcast, available at earwolf.com, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or just visit nevernotfunny.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host, of course, this week is our buddy Scott Aukerman from the Comedy Bang Bang podcast. Scott.
Yes, sir, Jimmy.
You have been married now how long, sir?
I've been married 9 years week.
Is it that long already? Happy anniversary, first of all.
Thank you very much.
And almost a decade.
It's true. It's about a year shy.
That flew by.
It really did.
It really felt like it was like...
Except when you're in it.
That got sad.
No, it's been great. My wife, Kulop, host of the Who Charted podcast on the Earwolf Network as well.
That's true.
And Origin Story, the documentary, coming out soon.
Can't wait to see it. I don't want her to tell me anything about it because I just want to see it and live the journey as I'm watching.
It's a bummer.
Spoiler. Scott, I had a question about. Now, your wife is very upbeat and always positive energy. Is she that way around the house as well?
She is. I mean, to an annoying sense, to where she's chasing me all the time and constantly bothering me. We have a new dog. And it's sort of taken the burden off of me. She's like, you must be glad we have this dog, that I'm putting a lot of the attention on the dog, because it gets a little exhausting. But it really is a joy. You know, people say, what's the secret of marriage? And I say, well, be married to Kulop.
You know what? That's a great answer. I'll say be married to Danielle.
You better not say be married to Kulop, well, you son of a bitch.
No, I have an affair with Kulop. That's what I say.
What?
You don't know anything. What's this about a dog, you say?
That's the secret to a happy affair.
That's right.
It's a happy affair.
All right, here we go. Cassie, Christy, you guys ready for round two?
Ready.
All right, whoever is in the lead at the end of this round is going to go on to play against Scott in the finals for that year's subscription to Stitcher Premium. But just by making it to the final round, you're going to get a Pod Swag gift card. So you just win by getting there. I'm not happy with that sentence at all.
I mean, it sort of made sense.
All right, we're going to play a game today called in round two called Shrimp That Movie. Now, what that means is I'm going to have Scott Aukerman read a famous movie quote. You will have to tell me what movie it's from. However, we've swapped out one of the words for the word shrimp. Example, if I said nobody put shrimp in a corner, that would be from Dirty Dancing. So you have to tell me what movie the quote is from. Let's go to the randomizer and see what decade we're going to be playing from. The 80s. We're going to be playing from the 80s. So there'll be seven questions in the category. Whoever has the most of that at the end of this, as I mentioned, will go on to play in the finals. You guys have to tell me what movie quotes these are from the 80s. Hands Scott Aukerman, the very first quote. Here we go, ladies. Hands on buzzers.
I have a head for business and a bod for shrimp.
Krista,
go.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No.
I can see why she would think
that's a good guess.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess. Yeah. Cassie, any guesses? Boy, Cassie's voice just got sexy. Sorry. That got sexy there for a moment.
No guesses. It's from Working Girl.
Working Girl.
A.K.A. Working Shrimp.
That came to me after I said Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. All right. Here's your next one.
She gave me a shrimp. I gave her my heart, and she gave me a shrimp.
Cassie.
Cassie, go.
Say anything.
Say anything is the correct answer. Oh. Cassie, the Canadian on top of the American. 1-0. Scott.
Don't you do it. Don't you. I got nowhere else to shrimp. I got nowhere else to shrimp. I ain't got nothing else.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
It's a really tough one.
That's a tough one.
Should I do a different delivery? Almost nope.
Do the sexy voice again.
Don't you do it. Don't you. I got nowhere else to shrimp. I got nowhere else to shrimp. I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, I thought that would help. But
any guesses at all, ladies?
Also, I am
Krista.
Both.
Yes, Krista.
Batman?
No.
My name's not Batman.
Krista, will you get out of the animation? I assume Batman. She's talking about the animated Batman.
Sure.
Not the movie.
Is that Batman. Two different characters speaking, by
no,
the way?
No, that's the one. That's Richard Gere from Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Very good. And, very good.
All right, Matt, give me a scoring update after three, I believe it is.
Cassie's got one. Krista's got none.
All right, here we go. Come on. You're going to need a head in the game here, Krista. Scott Aukerman, next we'll get a quote, please.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from shrimp.
Krista.
Yes, Krista.
The Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers, correct answer. We are now tied 1-1. It's getting exciting. Quote number 5, Scott Aukerman.
Where does he get those wonderful shrimp?
Krista.
Yes, Krista.
Batman.
Yeah, your Batman guess came up. What do we got, 2-1?
Yeah, 2-1, Krista.
2-1, here's our sixth quote.
I am not an animal. I am a shrimp.
Krista,
go.
The Elephant Man.
That is the Elephant Man. And Krista, that means that you have won Shrimp That Movie.
Woohoo! Yay!
That means you're going to be going on to play.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
What a wonderful winner or loser. Aww. She is.
Cassie, you know what, Cassie? I'm going to give you a little more time to talk to Krista about it. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Congratulate her. Go ahead, Cassie.
No, that was pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. That's the Canadian way. In and out. Very quick. Cassie, that means we sadly have to say goodbye to you, but you, of course, don't go away empty-handed. You, too, will be getting something from the Airwolf Prize Closet. Any guesses what this will be, Scott?
Something from Podswag, I would think.
Podswag. Absolutely.
A gift card?
No. They get the gift card if they make it to the next round.
Got it. I understand. So what are they getting, Jimmy?
We don't know. Something from the
Something
Airwolf?
From Never Not Funny, I bet.
Nope.
Maybe. Could be. Could you never be. Know.
We don't know what they're going to send them.
Mm-hmm. This is exciting.
It could be a Scott Aukerman enamel pin.
We have some new stuff coming out for Comedy Bang Bang. Maybe they'll send you one of those.
Oh boy, that'd be
some
exciting.
Some new t-shirts.
Some hot new product.
Nice. Mm-hmm. We have new Timekeeper t-shirts, Longo Watch Repair. Ooh. Maybe you'll get one of those.
I'm going to guess, and I appreciate you plugging your new product, it's going to be the dead stock that gets sent out for free.
Maybe.
Cassie, thanks for playing. Get back to spying.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right. And then there was one. Krista, it's come down to you. You're going to go head-to-head against Scott in the final round to find out if you will win that year-long subscription to Stitcher Premium. And we'll find that out right after this. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Playing Games. I'm here with my co-host, Scott Aukerman. Now, Scott, it is time for you to go head-to-head against Krista.
Wow, this is why I came. This is the big leagues.
Yes,
this is what every player dreams of.
You're excited.
Mm-hmm. This is why we play the game.
Now, listen, if Krista can get more correct than you in this final round that we call Decades, she will win a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. She's already won a Pod Swag gift card. Get yourself something from the Pod Swag gift store. And pick out something nice for yourself. That a girl. Show some energy.
Look at that. Be more condescending.
It was horrible. I agree with that. All right, here's what's going to happen, Krista. I'm going to ask you both a series of questions. If you can answer more than Scott, you will win. The questions are from the various decades, hence the name Decades. I'm going to ask Scott first, which means we're going to put Krista in the isolation booth, which basically just means we're going to put her on hold. So, Krista, you're going on hold. Hang tight. Scott Aukerman.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Now, these are from the decades, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and the 2010s?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Mike Henry.
Are they in any order, or are they?
They will be in order. Chronological.
Chronological.
That's right.
Got it.
Mike Henry, will you please hand me the questions? Mike Henry has handed me the questions with a note on top to himself. Note, hand this to Jimmy.
That's not one of the questions, right?
No, it is not.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Which horse won the Triple Crown in 1973?
Seabiscuit.
Which comic strip introduced the character Bill the Cat in 1982?
Bloom County.
In 1992, the largest shopping mall in America opened in which state?
Minnesota.
What was the last name of everyone's first MySpace friend, Tom?
Mahawk.
The Mayan calendar predicted the world would end on December 21st of which year?
2012.
Okay, Scott Aukerman is locked in with his answers. Let's get Krista out of that isolation booth. Krista, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Which horse won the Triple Crown in 1973?
Secretariat.
Which comic strip introduced the character Bill the Cat in 1982?
Heathcliff.
In 1992, the largest shopping mall in America opened in which state?
Wisconsin.
What was the last name of everyone's first MySpace friend, Tom?
I have no idea.
The Mayan calendar predicted the world would end on December 21st of which year?
2012. I don't know.
All right, Krista. Here's what's happened. You got the which horse won the Triple Crown? Secretariat was a correct answer. Krista has one. Scott Aukerman missed that.
I did not get that right.
1-0, Krista.
I said the only horse that I knew, which was Seabiscuit.
Which comic strip introduced the character Bill the Cat in 82? Bloom County. Scott Aukerman gets it right. Krista does not. We are tied 1-1. What was the largest shopping mall in America? Opened in 1992. Minnesota. Scott Aukerman leads 2-1. And then, of course, we both know what happened from here on out. Krista gave up. What was the last name of everyone's first MySpace friend, Tom? Scott, what was your guess again?
I want to re-record.
Anderson. We were looking for Anderson. The Mayan calendar predicted the world would end on December 21st of which year? 2012. Scott got that right. Krista, that means that Scott did, in fact, beat you. But you do not go home empty-handed. You do get that Pod Swag gift card. You didn't get the Stitcher Premium year subscription, but you do get the Pod Swag gift card.
Great. Yay.
Yay. Well, we appreciate you playing. I'm sorry, Krista.
I said congratulations, Scott.
Thank you. I get nothing other than making you pay for Stitcher Premium.
Krista, thank you so much for playing games.
Thank you.
All right, that is our show. I'd like to thank Scott Aukerman for joining us. On behalf of the announcer, Matt Belknap, the band leader, Mike Henry, my name is Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time when you're ready to start playing games.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit nevernotfunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information, visit earwolf.com.